You're listening to the Website and Global Marketing News Bulletin. I'm Cal O'Connell, and here are today's top stories. Dell and Imobi have joined forces in India. The Ukraine has introduced new laws to help enable e-commerce in the country, and research has revealed the key online shopping trends across Europe. The computer manufacturer Dell and the online advertising company Imobi have joined forces in India. As part of the partnership, Dell will work with Imobi to help the ad company create an e-commerce platform. The Indian e-commerce market is currently worth an estimated $25 billion, but this could hit $250 billion by 2025 as the market grows at a compound annual growth rate of 35%. The partnership will also see Dell produce products specifically for Imobi, allowing Imobi to have early access to some of its products for customization and beta testing purposes, and allow Imobi to access its research and development labs. In return, Imobi will provide Dell with insights into its customers and provide storage and networking for big data requirements. The Ukrainian government and central bank have introduced new laws to help enable e-commerce in the country. The laws give online transactions the same legal status as physical transactions. This means that online stores in Ukraine can now accept e-commerce payments through systems such as PayPal. Previously, banks would not allow retailers to receive money into their bank accounts through online payments. It hopes that the new laws will help encourage, liberalize, and regulate e-commerce. The Ukrainian e-commerce market accounts for just 2% of total sales in the country and is worth an estimated 2.7 billion euros. Internet penetration and e-commerce are increasing steadily, however, meaning that the e-commerce market is expected to grow to around 7 billion euros within the next 3 years. Research by E-commerce Europe has revealed the key online shopping trends across the continent. The study looked at B2C e-commerce sales in 2014 and found that the UK was the most prolific country when it came to e-commerce, accounting for 30% of all EU sales. Germany and France came in second and third respectively, accounting for 17% and 13% of all EU e-commerce. Russia, Spain, the Netherlands, Italy, Switzerland, Austria and the Scandinavian countries came next, accounting for around 2-4% each. Russia was the fastest growing e-commerce market compared to the previous year, with the country's annual e-commerce turnover having grown by 25%. The research also revealed that around 15% of EU citizens currently buy from other EU countries online. The European Commission has said in the past that it hopes to unify laws to reduce confusion and encourage more cross-border purchasing. The European e-commerce market is predicted to generate 477 billion euros this year, an annual growth rate of around 15%. With this growth expected to hold steady for the next few years, the European e-commerce market is expected to exceed 600 billion euros within the next 2 years. Twitter has teamed up with the Indonesian mobile carrier Indosat. Indosat customers will now be able to pay for text, call, and internet packages using the social network. Users just need to send a direct message saying #TwitBuy to Indosat's Twitter account. They will then receive a reply containing instructions on what to do next. It's currently unclear whether Twitter will take a cut of the profits Indosat makes from the initiative. Indosat is the main mobile carrier in Indonesia, with around 68 million users. And finally, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will host a town hall Q&A session in India with the Indian Prime Minister later this month. The duo will answer questions about social and economic issues in India on the 27th of September. It forms part of Facebook's drive into India, which is the social network's second biggest market with 110 million users. Facebook lost favour amongst certain Indian businesses earlier this year. The Indian news companies Times Group, News Hunt and NDTV, as well as the travel site ClearTrip, all withdrew from the Facebook-owned internet.org app in April, pointing to concerns about internet neutrality. And that's all from me today. Thanks for listening, and join me next time for more global marketing news. Goodbye.